So there are two main themes running in these readings, and I really want to talk about both of them. The first one comes from that first reading from Exodus. You probably didn't notice it. It took me a while to notice it too. But in Cycle B, which we're in this year during Lent, the first readings all the way through are about covenants. So the first Sunday was the covenant with Noah, which is really a kind of a covenant with the whole of God's creation. I will never again destroy the world by flood, and the bow in the cloud will be the sign that I'm going to keep my side of this bargain. So he makes a covenant with all of his creation. Last week was the covenant with Abraham, which is with a specific person. And he promises Abraham everlasting life through multiple descendants. Your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sands on the seashore, which is, in Abraham's way of understanding, eternal life. This week is the covenant with Israel. And each one of these, all these covenants are about relationship. Any covenant is about a relationship. But while the other religions of the Near East during those days had a lot of the same commandments, a lot of the same literature, but the Jews always made it specific to them. And their deepest understanding about God was that he was the God of relationship. First of all, he's personal. He's not a statue. He really exists. In fact, he is existence itself. I am who am, Yahweh. But then secondly, he has this love. He has this passionate care about his creation and specifically about human beings. And so in the covenant with Israel, he is choosing, electing Israel for his own. I will be your God and you will be my people. It's about intense relationship. And so the law, the Ten Commandments, it's seen as a blessing. He loves us enough to marry us, to enter into like a marriage covenant with us. And so he promises what he's going to do, and he demands of us that we act like him, that we are like God, that we've been lifted up to an equivalent relationship with God. I mean, it's a great blessing. So the responsorial psalm, Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. Now, word and law are interchangeable terms in the Old Testament. So whenever it talks about the word, it's also talking about the law and vice versa. So the Decalogue, you've probably heard that term, Decalogue is Greek for 10 words, which is 10 laws. It's the same thing. So the Decalogue, the 10 commandments, was always seen in Israel as a great gift. Now, that's kind of different from modern day Western people like us. We have a kind of a negative view about law. It infringes upon our freedom. It limits what we can do. And so we kind of grouse against it. You know, I have to obey these traffic laws. I have to obey this law or that law. The Israelites, they saw law as a blessing. And sometimes tears would come to their eyes when the law was read in the temple because it was seen as the greatest blessing that God had ever given them. God had expected them to act like God. Okay. Now, the other theme running through here is the controversial aspect of Jesus. This overturning the money changers' tables in the temple, it's symbolic of turning everything upside down and inside out. There was a reason that they killed Jesus. He was upsetting everything. He broke the law all over the place. He healed on the Sabbath. He touched dead people. He touched lepers, making himself ritually unclean. His disciples didn't fast like the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees. He just broke laws all over the place and just didn't seem to be bothered by it. You know, all these ritual rules and everything, he just kind of didn't pay much attention to them. He was upsetting the leaders. And we have to be careful not to make a mistake here. So often in the New Testament when it talks about the Jews and their resentment of Jesus and things like that, we're not talking about the common people. We're talking about the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes. In other words, the leadership. Jesus is in confrontation with the leaders, not with Israel itself, and certainly not with the poor people, the outcasts, and the sinners. He hangs out with them, and that's another thing that gets him in trouble. He's hanging around the wrong people all the time, so how can he be of God? Look, he eats with sinners. He touches lepers. Okay, so overturning the money changers' tables is symbolic of that upset, turning everything over. And so you have to understand that at the time of Jesus, at the time of Passover, when this was, there was a veritable stockyard of animals to be sacrificed. It was a big business. And so you had pigeons and turtle doves, you had sheep and goats, you had calves. There was a stockyard of animals to be sacrificed. And it was a systematic business. It was the biggest business in Jerusalem. And so, since various regions of Palestine had different coinage, you had to have money changers, exchanges, that would exchange the money that you came from into Jerusalem money so that you could buy the turtle doves or whatever. And often, those money changers would cheat people. They wouldn't give them the fair exchange. And so the whole system, while there was some good in it, there was a lot of corruption in it too, and it had so commercialized the whole thing. And you see how that just goes against everything Jesus is and stands for. And so, you have turned my Father's house into a marketplace. You understand how upset Jesus was at that whole system. But then when he turns it over, then they get upset and they plot to kill him. So then he goes one step further. He says, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. And they say, well, this temple's been under construction for 46 years. How can you say that? But he wasn't talking about the stone temple. He was talking about the temple of his body. And so Jesus is making a claim here that is more upsetting even than overturning the tables. It's more upsetting even than challenging their commercializing of the temple. He's saying that he is the temple. And that was just more than they could take. The temple was the symbol of God's light and truth and presence in Israel. It was the center of their religion. And Jesus is replacing that light, that truth, that love of God, and saying, it's in me. And anyone who believes in me has eternal life. Not anyone who makes these sacrificial offerings, not anyone who does all this whole system and everything, but people who believe in me. Ezekiel has this wonderful vision in which he sees water flowing from the temple wall, and it comes out and it gets deeper and deeper, and it eventually becomes a great river that you can't even swim across. And on the banks of that great river, trees grow and they bear fruit 12 times a year, in other words, eternally. In the New Testament, St. John is going to write in the book of Revelation that this water isn't flowing from the temple wall, it's flowing from the side of Christ as he hangs upon the cross. Blood and water flow out. It's the sacramental life of the church. It's the Eucharist is the blood, baptism is the water. And so we're baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ. The life blood of God flows out from the temple wall, and that is the site of Christ. Well, in the sacramental system, that's us. We are the body of Christ. And so the water flows out from the side of the church, as it were, in through the sacraments, and it gives life to all the world. That what we're doing here is not just about our own salvation, But really, it's even more than that about the salvation of the world. And so in the Eucharistic prayer, we always pray that God would save the whole world, not just us. That we who have become Christ's body, we're offering ourselves on this altar as a living sacrifice. St. Paul says, offer your bodies as a sacrifice. And that's what we're doing. This is very corporeal, isn't it? This is not just a head trip we're doing. It's very bodily oriented because we are the body of Christ and we are offering ourselves as an offering to God for the salvation of the world.